you just do something silly?
No.
Okay, because I looked over at you and you were laughing at yourself.
I was laughing, not at myself. I was actually laughing at our guest who was doing some acoustic accompaniment to the Daft Punk that was on, which was hilarious. Well, hello and welcome to Intellectual Kink, although you might think that we're one of them musical shows, but we ain't. We's a kinky show.
Hey, who are you?
I happen to be Insidious Muse.
And I happen to be Service Slut.
And we happen to have a guest.
And we do happen to have a guest.
The fantastic Count Boogie is with us.
Yay! Good evening.
He is humorous and talented. He's talented.
Yeah, that's me. I am a ball of magic.
Like his head, which you rub like a Buddha belly and it gives you good luck.
Or it squirts fluids at you.
Your head is a G-spot?
I was ramming a G-spot today, and I swear to God, man, there is nothing that gets you to squirt faster
than rubbing your head. All right.
It was a stuffed animal, though.
You made a stuffed animal squirt?
I did. I made
it squirt stuffing?
It was, no, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes, that's what it sounds like. There's no real buildup to it. You just go, come on, you dirty fucking bitch. Oh yeah, get it. And then and you kind of go in the vulva down, you know, I had the stuffed animal doggy style. So
okay,
you come down
okay.
And then
I see that.
And then that was it. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm a god.
You were a stuffed animal god.
I am a stuffed animal god.
That's true. Do you rape many stuffed animals?
I do.
All right, cool.
You want to hear a short song about it?
I do. I want to hear a short song about this.
Okay. Ready?
Let's go.
Crack a beer and let's go to stuffed animal orgy. If you make love to a stuffed animal, it's not bestiality. Just grab that furry critter and grab a tube of lube and go ahead and do what comes naturally to you. You can never get one pregnant. You'll never hear one lie. The neighbors may get scared, but they can all fuck off and die. Stuffed animal orgy. That's
bravo.
That's my stuffed animal song.
And now everybody knows why we have him on. For that.
Just for stuffed animals. Because, you know, that's where you learn a lot of kink.
From stuffed animals?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, look, you get into the lifestyle and you're like, all right, I'm total dom. I know I'm a dom because I have dom eyebrow. So you guys want to see dom eyebrow?
Yes.
It doesn't really pan, you know, to the listening audience, but here, check it out. See that?
Oh, isn't that the people's eyebrow?
No, that's fucking dom eyebrow. It's not the people's
It's the people's eyebrow.
Whatever.
It is. That's the people's eyebrow.
I don't even know what that means.
The Rock does it. The people's eyebrow. Like that.
The Rock?
The Rock.
Oh.
The wrestling guy?
Yeah.
The people's eyebrow.
Yeah, no.
You can Google it. It's a thing.
Whatever. That's dom eyebrow.
I completely destroyed his world.
No. But I like
he
that
looks distraught.
His full stop was
whatever.
The guitar.
Don't fuck with my pro dom status.
Ooh.
I make big money on pro dom eyebrows. Because that's the 50 Shades of Gray avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what they want. You know, they read
no,
the
they
fantasy.
Want crops and they on their pussies. That's what they want.
Was that in 50 Shades of Gray?
It was. I actually read all three books. I did a 50 Shades in stick figures. Have you not seen it?
I have not
seen it. I will have to show it to you after the show.
It's amazing.
It's fantastic.
It's amazing. I've got nothing now. Cropping pussies.
That's it.
How do you not have anything with that? Cropping pussies is
you don't have a cropping pussy song? It sounds like it'd be a love song.
Let's write it.
We're making up a song now.
Cropping pussy, smack, smack, yeah. Okay, what would the next verse be? Come on, don't you guys harmonize?
She sings, not me.
I love cropping pussies.
Cropping pussies.
Smack, smack. That's it. That's all.
There it is.
That's all we do. That's it. It's a hit.
Well, that actually has more lyrics.
Company.
That has more lyrics than some Selena Gomez songs, so
wow.
Why not?
That happened.
Why not?
Who's Selena Gomez?
Well, there you go.
Isn't that Justin Bieber's girlfriend?
Ex-girlfriend, I believe, yeah.
ex? He's old enough to have an ex-girlfriend?
She's a former Disney person.
Oh, so she'll turn into a whore soon.
Yes, she'll start twerking with her assless ass.
Why do people get so bummed out? Like it's a shock. Like it's some sort of shock. We saw it with Christina Aguilera. We saw it with Britney Spears. We saw it with
Justin Timberlake.
Every single repressed kid star that had to be like all pure and everything. Once they turn 18, they all of a sudden go, oh, I'm an adult and I have to prove that I am sexual and have hormones and things like that. And they all do the same shit and everyone gets shocked about it.
I don't think it's that they have to prove it. I think that the Disney ideal is this puritanical concept that our culture really tries to promulgate. But when they start coming into their own and start accepting these things about themselves that are not Disney, they're like, I'm going to do it. And it's shit like, you know, being a pedo bear and twerking on live TV, which is, hey, whatever, do your thing. It's cool.
What's promulgate?
I'm sorry, did I
promulgate? That's like three syllables, and I'm like, oh, isn't this like intellectual kink or something?
Intellectual kink.
Oh, man.
We have big words.
That sucks.
Sometimes.
I am fucked up the ass tonight.
Promulgate.
We can.
A verb. Promote or make widely known.
Why can't you just say promote? It's like one less syllable, and it doesn't make me feel stupid.
But promulgate is very intelligent and...
Promulgate sounds like pomegranate.
I'm sorry, but I have now out-dommed you verbally.
And pomegranate... No, you... Because I have dumb people's fucking eyebrow, apparently.
You do.
Whatever.
Dumb people's eyebrow.
God damn it. Mess with dumb eyebrows.
I
will end you.
I will
so end you.
Do it. End me, please. End me hard, baby.
Oh, man.
What you got? I have to be honest, though. There is one song that should actually be Nancy's theme song that we heard you do one time.
Oh, yeah?
And it was right before I actually did the acting demo.
Yeah. So you guys want to sing along? You want to get the hits out of the way first? You don't want to build?
That's what I was...
You don't want to build with the catalog first?
Right.
You guys want to go straight to the hit?
Right.
And then it's like, where do we go from there?
Tease them with the fact that in the future, there'll be a fantastic song.
Yes.
About Nancy's favorite thing to do.
Okay.
Which everyone should already know what that is.
They should already know.
So is there a topic tonight? Or we're just...
The topic was just shooting the shit.
Shooting the shit. I mean, we could talk about it. We were thinking, you know, humor and BDSM. And I realized... We're boogie on. There's going to be no topic. It'd be like herding a cat. No, stay this way. No, this way. And I realized.
No, herd the cat, man, because we can go and then just mess it up.
But then I'll say things like promulgate, and you'll feel left out.
That was a big word. I mean, who uses that word?
People use that word.
I don't use that word.
Yeah.
You don't use the word?
People that, like, lawmakers and stuff, they just want to make $500 an hour, so they write a bunch of fancy words that fucks with people that don't know, and they go, oh, I must be getting my money's worth because he uses words like promulgate in his fucking, in his writings. That's awesome. I'm going to pay this fucker. Yeah, sure, promulgate. Gosh, you know what that means? I don't know, but it's got to be something legal. That's called bullshit, by the way. Philosophy is bullshit. There is no middle ground.
There's no middle ground.
It's promulgate.
You're promulgating your viewpoint.
And you had another big word before that, but that one was so big, I didn't even, like, that one didn't even register.
That one really said.
I was all like,
you completely just fried.
I mean, I was busy enjoying my life jacking off to Miley Cyrus twerking, so, because you want to talk a peeve? Here's
okay,
a peeve.
Let's talk about a peeve.
People that are like, especially guys, like women, okay, you understand, because women, you know, are insane, so they're like, well, oh, that's disgusting and whatever, but when a guy all of a sudden says like, oh, that's disgusting, what a little slut, like you wouldn't fuck her. Like, you wouldn't bend her over a table in a half a second. Like, your sex life is so dismal. Your lack of ability to get sex is so dismal that you have to somehow create this fake morality that you somehow are above having sex with a hot little teenager. Really?
It's the Madonna whore complex.
Madonna was a better whore.
Yeah, well, that one, but the name of the Madonna whore complex is for, you know, the Virgin Mary.
Right.
Right, so... The Madonna whore complex, where you really want somebody to be pure and virginal on the outside, but you want her to be a fucking a freak. not a whore.
I don't think so. I think it's guys are so desperate to get laid, but they don't want people to know they're desperate, so they just pretend like, oh, like you have a one in a trillion shot of actually banging Miley Cyrus, so you're going to turn it down to show people how awesomely studly you are.
Yeah, did you see her ex? Because if you can't compete with that, it's not happening.
I don't know.
If you can't compete with a Hemsworth, don't try.
Really?
Yeah, Liam Hemsworth, the younger brother from Hunger Games. That was her ex.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Is that the archery one?
Yeah.
They shoot bows and arrows.
They shoot bows and arrows.
It's awesome.
Good book series, by the way.
You guys read.
We do.
That's so awesome.
We totally read, dude.
Gosh,
you throw some new shit at us.
New shit?
Yeah.
Wow, I got like all these new songs. I've been like in a writing frenzy because I'm putting the show together and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go out and do it. And just, you know, I rebuilt countboogie.com. And so now I have all these new songs. So, and you're like, oh no, come in and do these songs. And I'm like, but I don't know them. So if I happen to mess up any of my songs, you have full privilege to just rail as hard as you can, make gagging sounds.
We have a paint stick. We can actually hit you.
That won't be necessary, because that doesn't go in with my orientation.
Then
if you got a strap on, you want to bang me up the ass.
You can come on the what in the butt episode.
I'm just kidding. I had a finger in someone's butt today.
You've had a busy day.
It has been a busy day. And, you know, anal training is...
Takes time.
It really does. I mean, we got a finger and that was it. And you just got to let it go with that. Okay, you did good. Breathe, whatever. And you're like, well, okay, there we go.
Yeah, it's something you gotta go at it every day.
Yeah, hey, just remember. Okay, you guys ready? I got the audience. You can't fucking ass like a pussy.
No.
Because it has a different name. Promulgate. Think about that.
I don't even fucking know what he just said.
Think about that. Garden gnomes, Lilliputians, getting together, savage, interracial, midget sex. Marshmallow.
I made her dance an Irish jig with Lilo beads in her pussy and a butt plug in her ass and videotaped it.
Did she have the straight, like, river dance kind of face?
No, she was laughing. Of course, I was yelling at her with an Irish accent and saying, oh, the shillelaghs! Like,
she had no idea what the fuck a shillelagh was.
What the fuck a shillelagh is? Which apparently is cane.
It's an Irish sex toy.
No, it can be. It's an Irish crooked cane that can also be used as a weapon, which I thought was very appropriate. The shillelaghs.
You can take vitamin E and it'll straighten out, like if you have a curved penis.
Why would you want to straighten out a curved penis? Curves are fantastic in a penis.
Well, it depends on which way it's curving.
I suppose.
Like when it's going, Shaka Khan, you know, that way. It's like, oh, that's awesome.
I need to find a Shaka Khan penis.
You're awesome. That's great. That's perfectly aligned to ram my cervix over and over and over again.
Isn't that the goal?
Girls. Some girls don't like their
Service?
They don't. Their cervixes, you know,
I like a bruised cervix. Of course, with how long my vaginal canal is, a bruised cervix means that's a big fucking cock. So, bonus.
That's bonus.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
awesome.
I
see what you did there.
All right, this song is called Random. Remember, you can make fun of me if I fuck it up.
Woohoo!
It's kind of weird.
It's called Random.
Yeah. I can be free. I can be a llama. Llamas all have curly dicks and spit on you when you bring up your drama. I can be me and not give a damn. I can tuck my penis in between my legs and pretend I'm a woman. Morals and etiquette, fuck it, I've had them. Life's much more fun when you do something random. Chains of propriety scream for removal. Won't live my life for your bullshit approval. I like that part.
I like it too.
I see the world
poop up on a mountain.
Mountain poop.
I can scream the bees are in my ass and jump into a public fountain. I can be God and make my own religion. I can paint a mural of a chick fucking a donkey in my kitchen. I can.
Morals and etiquette. Fuck it, I've had them. Sing along. Life's much more fun when you do something random. Chains of propriety scream for removal. Won't live my life for your bullshit approval.
Eat like a Viking in a restaurant. Have kinky sex in public places. Wear a bikini to a funeral and make odd contorted faces. Wear a shirt made out of bacon. Dye your pubic hair blue. I swear your life will suck much less if you change your point of view. Oh yeah.
That's the fuck up part right there.
Broaden your scope and expand your brain. Maybe watch two chickens fuck a toaster and see if you're entertained. Sex isn't war or a battle of wits. I ate your pussy, fair is fair. Now why won't you let me come on your tits? Why?
Morals and etiquette. Fuck it, I've had them. Life's much more fun when you do something random. Chains of propriety scream for removal. Won't live my life for your bullshit approval.
Thank you. First time ever played anywhere.
That was awesome.
That's
the random song. See, two chickens fucking a toaster might be interesting.
I've never seen a chicken fuck at all. I mean, and that just says something sad about my life.
Hey, so I've been meaning to ask you because you have that kind of energy that I just like gravitate towards too.
Sure.
What
are you hitting on me?
No, dude.
I got you. You know, you got a thing going on here. It's kind of weird. You guys, you know, we can negotiate.
What's been the scene that you've had that you've had the most fun in?
The scene that I've had the most fun in, yes.
Yes?
I'm going to say all then?
Yes.
All of the above?
Yes. There's so many. There's so many. I mean, scenes like the blasphemy scenes are awesome because I used to be a Christian preacher. So obviously now I'm an atheist activist. So,
that's fucking
you know, that's, there's kind of a you know, little spectrum, you know, that I've gone through in my life. So those scenes are fun because, you know, I always play the preacher and, you know, I make paddles out of Bibles and books and different
things. And the
Quran. And I know we stay away from the Quran. And there's a reason for that. Because
I'm pretty sure I saw that.
Book of Mormon. Sorry. And there's a reason for that. And I'll give my reason and I'll be, because people are like, oh, you're hypocritical. You make fun of Christianity and you make fun, you know, why won't you do the Quran? And I'll tell you why. Because if I make fun of Christianity, American Christians will just get mad and come shoot me. But if I make fun of the Quran and I screw with the Quran, then those psychos want to kill anybody. So they're going to just kill people, right? Random people. So it's like it's one thing. I take responsibility for myself, you know, but, it, you know, so that's.
I see your logic.
Yeah.
I see your logic.
So I'm like, hey, come kill me for the love of God, please. Love of Jesus. Kill me.
I love it when Jesus has love.
Promulgate.
Promulgate that bitch.
Promulgate.
I want to stitch this on a pillow for you now. Promulgate.
So anyway, those scenes are fun. I do blacklight play, which is a lot of fun. I'm actually doing that at the club next month. That'll be fun. The whole main room will be lit in black lights, and I have all these toys and things like that that'll be lit in black. And then you have bubbles, and you paint with it, and it looks all freaky and Beetlejuicy. Look, I even wore my Beetlejuice
shirt. You did wear a Beetlejuice shirt.
I did. I love Beetlejuice.
Who doesn't?
I make stuffed animal toys. I have Care Bear floggers. You've never seen the Care Bear floggers?
I have not seen your Care Bear floggers.
One of them's on my FetLife. Yeah, so I have a thing for stuffed animals. If you hadn't figured out,
can you do something with My Little Pony?
I have My Little Pony floggers. It's on my FetLife page. I made two of them. So the flogger, the falls all come out of the feet, and then there's a bunny fur at the bottom of those, and it's hard leather. And My Little Pony. Yeah.
How exciting.
Yeah. Dude. I have a...
Play on the fucking edge, man.
I have a Nightmare Before Christmas cane.
Oh, yeah. What does that look like?
With it has Jack Sally, little plushies running through like a big oak dowel.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah. That packs a wallop.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. It's fun.
That's awesome. You're kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a whole...
All right.
That's been a process of doing fucked up things.
But it's really popular in, you know, kind of an alternative community like BDSM.
To be fucked up?
Yeah. And then to like those childish things and incorporate them into your kink. It's been very popular for some time. Not necessarily just BDSM, but in kind of alternative communities.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of people have taken ownership over them. I mean, you look at My Little Pony, for example, and you've got bronies where these, you know, 30-plus-year-old men who fucking love My Little Pony.
Fucking cool. Let me just tell
bronies.
You.
Bronies. Oh, there's a picture of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's the My Little Pony found. Bronies.
Bronies.
Isn't that another word for forced buy?
I don't think it's forced. But, I mean, of course, forced. But,
yeah. Can we just be honest? I mean, you know, I don't mean to sound like Mr., like, you know, caveman het, but can't you just say I'm bi? Do you have to say I'm forced? You know, mistress, could you please be forced bi with me? Mistress, if you want me to suck a dick, I'll suck a dick.
You can be heteroflexible, and you wouldn't necessarily seek it out on your own, but you might do it at the behest of a mistress. Because there's a thrill in that, in doing something so taboo.
Sure.
I'm just saying, but it's heteroflexible. I've said this on the show before, you probably don't know this, but I believe the Kinsey scale is a little bit off. I believe it's more of a 0 to 10 instead of 0 to 7. And I don't think that anybody is either a 0 or a 10. I think we're all somewhere in between. We're all a little bit...
A little bit gay.
Otherwise, we really can't find our own gender attractive. And, you know, and then we can't find ourselves attractive, essentially. So, yeah, it doesn't necessarily, I mean, you don't have to be, there's not like, there aren't three choices in the world. There isn't heterosexual, homosexual, and bisexual. There's other shit out there.
Dude, is that your penis on a waffle?
Yeah, that's cock waffle. that's cock waffle. I tried to take it down and then people put requests for it and I'm like, okay. But I lived with Larry, who was my roommate, and he just died. And he was a gay porn fanatic. Like literally... I have never in my life dreamed that I would see so much dick in my life. So much so that I was glad I was fat at the time because I couldn't see my own dick. That's how much gay porn Larry was into.
That's a lot. That's a lot of gay porn.
And he was kind of socially retarded. I loved him. He was a sweetheart. But, you know, he would just watch it in the living room. Like, I would have, like, a girl over and we'd be eating, like, 3 feet away from him. And he'd just be and he had this, like, look because he was a big, round guy and... He just like hover over the computer with his mouse in his hand. And, you know, he was fat. He hadn't jacked off in 300 years. But he just look at it like, and it's like guys butt fucking each other. And I'm trying to have a conversation with my girl. And I'm like, Larry, really? And he'd be like, oh, sorry. Fucking Larry. I love him so, yeah. So I kept taking cock waffle down because I'm like, I hate penis. I'm sick of looking at penis.
Like you hate penis, Nancy.
I just happened to scroll upon that, and that's why it was there.
But you would probably put that penis in your mouth.
What penis?
Cock waffle.
Why? Why would you say that?
Because it's a waffle.
No. It's his cock on a waffle.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you just move the cock and eat the waffle.
No. But then it's got...
It's got penis
cock
on it.
Germs on it.
Yeah.
What if it was the chosen cock?
Well, it is the chosen cock.
No offense, but we have a chosen cock. So,
there's a I'm supposed to do forced to hetero.
Forced.
Right?
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And there's the chosen cock. For
and let me, I totally am on the whole scale thing with you. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is the guys that ask for forced buy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah. So, like, if they really are kind of on the fence and they're like, I don't know about this, and then it's forced, okay, that's part of the service to the mistress or whatever. But, yeah. Mistress, can you do forced buy on me? Please, can you do forced buy?
Really, yeah, the answer is no.
It's like, just go suck a cock. What's the big deal? There's plenty of them out there.
Go ahead. Go find one on Craigslist.
Apparently, Larry discovered thousands of them hourly. hourly. And wow. every box in every house, every box in the house.
You have issue with this.
I really do. I really do.
Well, and it sounds like it's really impacted you.
It just...
He might be emotionally scarred.
It just horrified me. It really did. It gave a visceral reaction. But it was awesome because I live with Larry, and obviously I think Larry was gay. On that spectrum of, you know, gayness, I think Larry was probably leaned a little more towards the homosexuality.
He certainly did like looking at penis.
Yes. And fisting guys' asses. He was into that too.
Nice.
And he would tell you all excited. And it's like, I really learned tolerance because I really am. I'm Larry used to call me manphobic. I'm like, am I homophobic? Larry's all, no, you love me, right? I go, yeah, you're my bro. And he's like, no, you're manphobic. You hate men. And I go, it's true. I fucking hate men. They destroyed the entire earth.
You're a misandrist.
Is that what it is?
Misandrist, yeah.
Misandrist?
Yeah, and instead of a misogynist, it's a misandrist, which is somebody who hates men as opposed to somebody who hates women.
Shouldn't there be more of those? Because they really do suck. I mean, I have a dick and I'm cursed. Like, I have to live out these things. These are the things I live in my life.
We just don't live. We live in a misogynistic society, not a misandristic society. See the difference? So. And now you've learned another word.
Oh my God.
I think it's time for a change.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I like my. I'm teaching miss. It's a good word.
Miss Sandris.
Misandrist.
Misinterest. So it's
misandrist.
Misinterest.
Misandrist. Anyway, what you got? Any music?
I have lots of music.
Humor. Let's do some more humor.
All right.
Because you got some humor going on. You're pretty funny.
No, that's not true.
It's true.
Foot fetish guys.
Creepy.
Need to learn how to not be creepy. Very intuitive. You might get a lot of chicks to let you touch their feet if you weren't so fucking freaky. See, foot fetish guys are an anomaly in human nature. Have you ever experienced foot fetish guys?
Oh, many. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I don't know what it is about foot fetish guys, because I did a video, the foot fetish guys anti-creepy training video. You can see it on YouTube. And it goes based on my, have you seen it?
No, but now I want to.
Now I'm going to have to look this shit up.
And it's like a 7-minute instructional video teaching guys how not to be creepy. Because the theory is we have foot fetish guys in the community, a few, that are very respectful and they're not creepy. And thus, they get to play with all the feet.
Yes, they do.
Women are like, I like my feet rubbed. I like worship. Okay, fine. I get to know you a little. Go ahead. Jerk off on my feet. Fine. Suck my toes. Do all that. But fine. There really is a certain percentage of foot guys that just somehow socially, and we've seen them in the dungeons, they'll walk right up to you. The engineer is pointing at her feet.
I have man feet. I need to get in that foot porn business.
Oh, dude,
they're like 13 in women.
I've had foot fetish guys that look at my feet and they're like, well, they're kind of small. And I'm like, fuck you, bitch. They're size 8, but okay.
No, they'd love you.
Oh, yeah, they would.
Yeah. Dude, if I want like high heels, I have to look for like drag queen shoes.
Nice.
Yeah, they're such weird shaped, long, skinny things.
That makes them unique.
You're like one of the Wicked Stepsister feet.
Yeah.
Anastasia and Gisella.
Yeah. Awesome. Won't fit in no glass slippers.
We'll make one for you. We'll blow glass your slipper.
A foot fetishist would do that.
And then we'll lick out the glass. What?
That was creepy, dude. That was creepy.
It is creepy.
It was really creepy.
I guess, I studied on it and I really found out, because I'm like, okay, this is interesting. Because what happened is after the video, like a lot of people loved the video and a lot of people hated the video. Like I was somehow talking down about foot fetish guys, because I was talking down about a certain percentage of foot fetish guys, because they really do act stupid. They walk right up to the woman. They don't look her in the face. They're just staring at her feet the whole time. Mistress, can I shit on your foot? You know, it's just,
ooh.
You know, it's... That's not the way.
It is not.
That is not the way. And we all have tons of stories about this. So I made the video. But it's funny that even the foot fetish guys, some of them that are trying to show me how not creepy they are, just the way they talk. Just
a little bit creepy.
Just a little bit creepy.
It is. It's a little bit.
I'm going to get so much hate. It's awesome. They're fucking fat, bald, faggot fucker, foot fetish. You don't know.
We know that you're not a faggot. We know that.
I am.
We know that you don't like the penis.
Well, now I don't want to like be all racist.
You might not even like your own penis.
No, that's for sure. That is for sure. Do you know how you're like, you tell your penis, you're all, look, here's vagina. Look, it's there. She wants it. And you know, this is what you want your whole life. Your whole life you dream about being in those moments of connection with someone and they're bent over and you got them and it's like, fucking, yeah, we're going to do it. And your penis is just like, yeah, I don't want it.
I don't have a penis.
Is that how your penis talks?
It's totally, and that's why it's shitty.
It's a mousy,
it talks shitty.
You have a mousy penis.
It's like, yeah, I don't know. And I'm like, dude, fucking, there it is.
You need a penis montage moment to train your penis with Rocky theme music so that it'll grow and be strong.
Whacked it against chair legs, you know, all the time. Eye of the tiger, dumped raw eggs on it, you know. It didn't work. And then so.
You would think even the egg white might stiffen it up a little.
Yeah, it just makes it sticky. You put that inside a girl, then it's
she's not a fan of that.
It's just scrambled
eggs. You think cock tastes bad without the raw egg? Saying add the raw egg? No, thanks.
Not so much.
It certainly probably makes it taste less like Comet, though.
What kind of cock are you putting in your mouth?
There are some penises that have a very Comet-y taste to them.
So you've huffed a lot of Comet.
I'm just letting you know it's a powder, and when you use it as a cleaner when you're a kid, you inhale a lot of it, which might explain a lot about me.
Nice.
In general.
Nice.
So.
Comet.
So I'm
comet
sorry.
Penis.
I'm sorry that you have an underperforming penis.
Yeah. Not
you
always.
Are aware
I mean,
that
it's
this
not
is going
always.
Out to a lot of people. They're all going to be aware of Count Boogie's underperforming penis.
Absolutely. Okay. You know what? Because here's my thing. And I don't mind saying, you're 45. If you have stress in your life, if you're overweight, there's blood circulation issues, mm-hmm. you're going to have impotency issues. It's just a fact. It's a fact of life. If you pretend that it doesn't exist, it's really kind of stupid because the women know that it's not hard.
That's true.
So why not talk about it?
Yeah.
It's something that happens. And I find that the more open I am about it and say, yeah, and I tell women, you know, hey, sometimes, you know, I get in my head because I'm insane and they all kind of know by meeting me that I'm insane. So they're okay. that's valid. And you say, hey, sometimes if I get really stressed out, my dick's not going to work and I'm just going to either go down on you or finger you or fist you, use Hitachis. We have this lifestyle with all these other different things that we can do. And just, you know, that's it. So if you want a hard cock for 5 hours, that's hit or miss with me. And so once you say that, all of a sudden the stress level leaves and then you get hard. It's like magic.
Magic.
Just give yourself permission.
Honesty.
Give yourself permission to be human and it'll be fine.
Well, and it's also very attractive from the female's perspective as well. Not obviously a limp dick.
A limp dick, yes. Wow.
Honestly.
Gotta hang out with you more.
Right?
Ooh, bring me
Dude,
the limp dick.
She's just tearing you down.
No, I just tear. No, but the honesty, I'm not tearing you down at all. I'm saying honesty is very attractive to females. Do you disagree with
I
this?
I am not disagreeing with it's, that.
And that would therefore increase their arousal, and then you're alleviating the stress, increases your arousal, and everybody's happy. Everybody's doing their
Everybody's
part.
Everybody's happy.
They're lubricating, you're hardifying.
There's Bam. So many things you can do with a limp penis, but there's so many more things you can do with a little honesty and a hard penis.
This is true.
I'm just saying.
This is true.
It's worked out great. Well, now that I've lost the weight, obviously that's increased my circulation a lot. I just lost like 70 something pounds.
Dude.
And so, over the last year. And that increases a lot. You know, if you think that obesity does not equate to limp penis, you can talk to Larry, who's now dead, so you can't really talk to him, who verified. Or you could have talked to me. Was that tasteless?
My God, it was so tasteless.
Dude,
really?
Too soon, man.
Too soon.
Fucking soon.
He kind of only died not too long ago. Well,
Look, let me tell you something about Larry and me. We had no off button. It was gay het wars all day, every day. I'd be all cocksucker, he's all vagina lover. Larry and I talk shit every day, so now I'm just in that same,
it's cool.
same
I
mode.
Mean, you're celebrating his life.
Larry, yeah, Larry was awesome. I have his ashes. I think I'm going to snort a line of his ashes.
I dude, think that is weird.
Because that would be, I mean, for me, it would be therapeutic, you know, because, you know, it's now I have a gay man in me, right? So that's
but,
me. That's me getting to. I don't have to necessarily fuck a guy, yeah. but I can like snort a gay guy who's dead.
Maybe you should masturbate with his ashes.
Now that is a line.
What? Yeah.
That there? Yeah, that would be a line.
Yeah.
So not going to do that.
You can snort them, but you can't masturbate with them. You can't stick your dick in the urn.
I'm with him on this one.
Yeah. No. There's one thing
when
about
I've
eating.
Somehow gone over some gauche line, but he hasn't.
Dude, you're talking about masturbating with ashes.
Oh.
Yeah, that's creepy, perverted.
Yeah.
Ew. Snorting is a natural thing. We breathe.
Masturbating is a natural thing.
Yeah, but you snort a lot more than you masturbate.
It depends on who you're talking to.
That is true. That is true. Some people are very, very masturbation.
What
you guys are giving each other this look. You guys are totally like, do I need to like step out of the room?
No.
You guys need to find a topic, huh?
I'll just sing some something. Some submissive doesn't fucking know her place.
Oh, if gay marriage becomes legal,
which it did,
it's not gonna make me wanna suck a dick. Not Pity. Letting people love who they want to love is retarded, stupid, and sick. All young boys will not spontaneously sing show tunes. And all young girls will not turn into Butch Dykes. So let's get our noses out of other people's shit. And let them marry whoever the fuck they like. That's
lovely. Lovely
that's my gay marriage. That's my het point of view.
It's a lovely
for gay
song.
Marriage.
It's lovely.
We couldn't get Larry married. He's like, I don't want to get married.
He just didn't want to?
He didn't want to. I swear to God, I can't believe, and this is where I've either grown or degraded, I don't know. But I'm like, I used to tell him all the time, I'm like, Larry, at like 8 years old, I did not picture growing up and being a gay cheerleader. I swear to God, all the time, I'm like, Larry, you got to go out and get some fucking dick, man. We got to go out. No, you can't just sit here. And he's like, I don't really feel. No, Larry, get up, go to the bathhouse. Well, you know, maybe he can't get hard because he's fat. Okay. It killed him. Come on, Larry, get to the bath. It doesn't matter. Just suck someone off. Just get out there and get. And I'm like, how am I now his cheerleader? I used to put his cards, I made him make business cards and put them in his pocket. And I'd be like, you go and you hand the guy your business cards. So that way, if there's a connection, you can call him later and go play with him. And he's like, well, okay.
Well, that's because that's what friends do. They try and pump them up and get them to grow and do things that they really want to do, but they're scared to do. That's what friends do.
Yeah.
He did. He went out and he'd get so excited. Go out and punch some guy in the balls and come back.
I like doing that too.
And then he'd want to tell me about it and I'd be like, yeah, Larry, you can just tell me you had a good time. You don't have to really get the...
But that's what friends do.
Specifics, you know, just...
They go into details.
I'm like, yeah, I know. Yeah, it was sometimes a little awkward.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes life is like that.
I really don't think I fulfilled any intelligent BDSM this evening. I just want you to know we're like 20 minutes in.
Dude.
I'm pretty much feeling it's like delete, click, computer crash.
Nah.
You guys want to bring a topic up? I'm I'll
we're just, you know, we're just fucking around with
shit.
You.
I'll just lay back. I really wish I brought my capo. That song's awesome. Oh, that I can't do that one either.
Because you don't have a capo.
No, I can't.
This makes me sad.
Well, I guess.
I feel like you need to write a homosexual penis song.
No. We have wonderful homosexuals out there that can write that.
But I think that, you know, it would be an homage to Larry as a homosexual penis
song. I wrote the gay marriage song.
Well, Larry, but he didn't want to get married, see?
No, but he liked the song.
All right. Well.
He thought it was very tolerant.
That's very tolerant of you for such a heterosexual.
Very tolerant of you for a man-phobe. Loser.
Can it be time? Can it be time?
Yes.
All right, fine. You guys have to sing along with the chorus,
as best we can. You have to sing, too.
Is there enough volume in that guitar, man? All right. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's right. Give me up. This is a song. I put my hand in your pussy and I make a fist. You get so wet, I just can't resist. A sexual adventure for an uber horny chick. I'm stretching your vag, but being careful of your cervix. Fisting, whoa. For the girl that needs girth, this does the trick. Fisting, whoa. Cause no human dick could ever be this thick. She needs to relax, and so do you. Make sure you have consent and a whole lot of lube. It takes a lot of trust to make it work great. Not something I would recommend you try on a first date. Sing along! Fisting, whoa. For the girl that needs girth, this does the trick. Fisting, whoa. Cause no human dick could ever be this thick. Focus, patience, never force it, more lube, communicate, never force it, almost there, just relax, never force it, here it goes, whee! You got it, and she's in orgasmic bliss, an amazing thing to see a woman take a whole fist, don't worry guys, it'll go back to shape, cause the hoo-ha was designed to squirt out of babe. All right, vaginas! Fisting, whoa. For the girl that needs girth, this does the trick. Fisting, whoa. Cause no human dick could ever be this thick. No human dick could ever be this thick. No human dick, come on, Jordan, could ever be this thick.
Yeah! And that's Nancy's theme song.
Look, she looks all fluttery and blushed. She's like,
I fisted someone right there, right where you're sitting.
Yes.
Right
there.
That, right on that table.
Right on that table.
Just right here.
And yeah. Fauna was the fisting doula.
Yeah.
The what?
You don't know? Oh, fisting doula. It's the person that provides the lube when lube is needed, pats the sweated forehead off, helps calm and relax, soothe, sometimes chokes them out if they need it.
You guys have a word for everything, don't you?
We do.
Can't you just say the fucking helper?
But it's the fisting doula.
It's the fisting helper.
But it's a doula.
What's a doula?
A doula is...
The medulla oblongata?
That's different.
Is that the part of your brain? Is that like the reptilian fisting helper?
D-O-U-L-A. A doula is...
A woman who is trained to assist another woman during childbirth and who may provide support to the family after the baby is born.
Yes.
Something coming out of the vagina, not something going in.
It's a doula. It just works.
It's quite fitting. You know, just because there's something that's going in the vagina... Slightly smaller than a baby coming out of the vagina. It's kind of fitting.
Doula.
Doula.
Yeah. I wipe my own sweat when I fist. I just want you to know that.
Oh, no, it's not.
I just stick my...
She's been... It's usually the person being fisted gets wiped. Whew.
That's a spray bottle. Holding the thigh, spreading them. That's a spray bottle.
One time we were fisting and somebody wanted me to pull their hair and choke them out and say nasty words into their ear. I did that. It was nice.
So you can't just call it helper?
But doula sounds cooler.
Oh,
wow.
Wow, I thought my funny was bad.
Now I have to ask.
Okay. Yes, ask something for the love of God.
My other favorite thing is pegging. Do you have a pegging song?
No, I don't. I don't. And we wrote a pegging song.
We did.
And I have no idea. There's no record.
We started just
writing something. Never... You guys just want to jump in anywhere?
I'm not a songwriter.
Hey there, I'm a chick and I got a strap on. I'm gonna get it hard in your ass. Pegging. Okay, now your turn. Write a lyric.
No,
that's what you say. But yes, 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 I'm gonna jam it in anyway. Pegging. pegging with forced by together. Pegging. Okay, does anyone want to jump? You're leaving me here to die on my own.
I'm getting the vibe, feeling it.
Okay, go ahead. Make a lyric.
It's gonna hurt, you're gonna like it, you're gonna beg for more. You know you like it, cause you're such a little whore. Pegging.
Yes. Nice! Look at that!
See, it's easy.
Yeah, but not for me.
You know what's great is this is being recorded, so then you can actually write it down so you have a pegging song.
No. I'm just going to let that one go off into the interweb sphere.
You really are a man-hater.
I am. Totally a man-hater. You guys want to hear a jazzy song?
Oh, yeah, baby.
You know, sometimes, have you ever heard, remember when you were a kid and they had on like those inspirational, motivational, like don't smoke, stay in school, you know, those type of campaigns and stuff like that. But they're always kind of lame and they lack a certain effectiveness.
Just say no.
It just really didn't give like the hardcore, this is really why this should go down the way we're telling you to. This is my PSA. A lizard stuck in your urethra might cause your ween to burn and sting. Certain STDs like the clap or gonorrhea might feel like the very same thing. Sex with many nameless partners is awesome in so many ways. But remember, there's always a cost, so if you don't play it safe, bet your ass someday you're gonna pay. A rubber on your dingle might reduce the tingle, but it beats having your dick fall off. Or even worse, getting stuck with 18 years of child support payments because you got drunk and knocked a Catholic girl off. Got snapping? We should have a ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
I don't have
your a sex life can get pretty rocky when you got bumpies all over your cocky or boo-boo nasties on your coochie. Might limit potential for smoochy smoochy. Pills and treatments can cost a buttload, not to mention all the discomfort and pain. So remember to plan ahead, because we know that men are useless once they've got sex on the brain. It's true. A rubber on your dingle might reduce the tingle, but it beats having your dick fall off. Or even worse, doing anal with someone who's had a bad stomach day and winding up with poop on your cock.
It happens.
It happens is the actual line. Condoms may suck, but they're effective at helping your crotch not be defective. The sex may last 10 minutes, but herpes will be your buddy every day for as long as you live. And if you're infected, you better be honest. Don't cause the health of another to be harmed. Cause it sucks when a pissed off vengeful chick takes 5 full cans of spray paint and writes fucked up shit all over your car. It's true. A rubber on your dingle might reduce the tingle, but it beats having your dick fall off. So cover up your junk before you fill her up with spunk. I'm so glad we had this nice little talk for the kids.
I feel like I was just listening to the theme song of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Did you ever see Johnny Dangerously?
Yeah.
Remember the video that he showed his kid brother?
That's
about
right.
Your testes
the
and
giant.
You?
That's me.
It reminds me.
That's me. But this, I think, just gets a little more real.
Yeah. No.
I try
of
to keep it real. That's what I try to do.
You do.
I try to keep it real.
You need to add more pus in that song.
Ew.
Ew. What's real? Ew. What? You want to keep it real? No. I can't say the word pus.
First, we're jerking off with Larry's ashes, and now it's
I'm the weirdo.
Promulgating
pus.
Promulgating
puss.
It's like
not puss.
It's like a nightmare Dr. Seuss. Jesus Christ. I don't know what I'm doing.
Wow. Fuck, I'm the weirdo here?
I think we need to talk.
Okay.
I think we need to talk.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I have issues. Cool.
I got nothing.
I got
nothing. So what's the next question? So you don't have callers.
No, we could, but we don't want callers.
We don't?
No, I'm really particular. Like, really particular. Like, I'll be like, no, just hang up on them because they're stupid.
Well, yeah, but then you get people that'll ask something cool every now and again.
Yeah, but we're running out of time.
We only got 4 minutes left.
What?
4 minutes left. See how time flies when you're having fun?
Oh, thank God.
Do you want to do another song and then we can get your websites and shit?
I can. Here's another education. See, I try to be educational when I perform, so there's like a fucked up message. Here's a
I thought the fisting song was very educational.
Well, actually, I gotta have a shorter song because we don't have 4 minutes. Wait. Okay, here's a real short song. Fucking a girl in a way that hurts her doesn't make your dick any bigger. It just makes you a dick. Thank you.
Bravo.
Yeah, short song.
Bravo.
Some songs don't need to be, you know, quite that long.
Yes, whereas penises do.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
I don't have any 3-minute songs. Wait, no, I do. Wait.
It's okay. Vic can wait. Vic's cool. He can wait.
Yeah, but they cut us off. The machine cuts us off.
Yeah, no, it's done.
At 55.
You guys just have to ask right now. You have to come up with some psycho question.
No, because we don't have time for you to answer. What if it ends up being really in depth?
Trust me, you're talking to me. It won't. I promise.
What's your favorite kink?
Why would you ask that question? You hate that question so much.
Yeah, but everybody asks it. Shut the fuck up and let them answer it.
My favorite kink is yes.
See?
Yeah, I don't have a favorite. I mean, it just depends. I mean, I love impact play. I'm a big impact, like groping, squeezing, spanking.
Like primal?
I like a lot of toys. I mean, I love caning. I really do love caning because, you know, the music and drumming and stuff like that.
And
so you build and it's like creating anything that kind of like treats the bottom as like kind of an orchestra. And I get to lead that. That's really what I'm into. So depending on what the instrument sounds like, that's kind of the symphony I can make. That sounds so cheesy.
No.
It works, man.
Okay.
Totally. We're going with it.
It totally works. Yeah, whatever.
Where can people hear more of your shit?
Clever choice of words. Go ahead, you were going to say something?
So I stumbled upon countboogie.com.
Yes, countboogie.com.
And are these upcoming?
Yeah, those are short gigs. Like I'm doing, I can't read that.
So September 26th, Dream Come True show at, am I pronouncing this correctly? Harawa show?
Jaguara or something like that.
Jaguara.
It's in LA. If you go to countboogie.com and you click on the live, I only have two up there, and then I'm doing a 10-minute at the Ice House on, October 20th?
The Ice House. We should go.
Yeah. That's in the second stage. I'm not on the main stage.
It's super cheap on the second stage, too. Yeah.
And it's local.
And I'm booking. If you have parties, events, bar mitzvahs. The fisting song, those little Jews, they love
those
it, man.
Those Jews do love
those
it.
Those little Jews, they just love it. They get dancing. True story. I'm doing a set at a barbecue, and I'm doing the fisting song, and I won't give names, but somebody who's very popular in our community had a little girl there, and I'm doing the fisting song, and this 2-year-old little girl is just dancing, and I'm like, you know, I worked with kids for a long time, so it was really awkward, and so that was awkward, but the Jews, I was raised as. You know,
but the Jews.
Yeah, but the Jews, they love fisting.
And you guys should be following this guy on the Twitter at Count Boogie.
Follow him.
Totally.
Follow me on Twitter. Yes, all the FetLife Twitter. Everything's Count Boogie. If you go to Count Boogie, countboogie, you're going to find me. And then you can hurl. I love hate mail, too.
Awesome.
You should die. I love that.
And you can follow us on the Twitter. I'm at Insidious Muse.
And I'm at Service Slut.
And then the show is at Kinkalectual.
and review us and download us and do all
and
those
share
things.
Share us.
Yeah. And dude, make some of this guy's songs like your ringtones, yes, obviously.
Totally. We really need to do that. We need to edit this and have ringtones because that needs to happen.
I would love to be a ringtone.
I can do that from this show. It'll be an MP3 and I can cut it down for you, but it's obviously going to be this and us talking and singing.
I don't have a real phone, but.
All right. Anyway, thanks. And we'll be back next week with People.